Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Another week of the NFL season means another shot for new customers to win big at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Bet just $1 on any NFL game, and you win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. The last 0-0 tie in the NFL was actually in 1943. So, yep, that's right. This one's a no-brainer. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code KSN. Bet just $1 on any NFL game. You win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Andrew P. Shea. We'll have Ross Tucker along in a little bit for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. Andy, it's time to review the news, and the news this week, it's all about this rivalry that's going on between Penn State and Iowa. Setting the table a little bit here, several Penn State players went down with injury during the game. Iowa fans decided to boo, thinking that the players were faking it to slow down their offense. And when asked about it later in the week, here's what Kirk Ferentz, coach of Iowa, had to say. The Iowa fans smelled a rat. Our fans aren't stupid. They're watching. They know what's going on. I've been here for 23 years. I think that's only the second time we've seen this kind of stuff going on. Your reaction to both the Iowa fans and then Kirk Ferentz, the adult in the room, what he had to say.
So good to be with you, Jim. Let's talk about this. So Kirk Ferentz, I want to add a little bit more. Just one other thing he said that strikes me about who he is as a person. I guess I don't know. So they responded the way they responded. So first of all, your team ran the ball 45 times in huddles every play. Why in the world would they fake injuries? But that's a whole other topic. He could have handled what was a stupid and loaded question in many, many different ways. But it was disgusting. Like, I heard it the first time and I'm like, are they booing? Are they really booing? So he could have handled this many, many different ways if he was a man of character. And based on his actions and the actions of those around him, he is definitely most not. A man of character doesn't hire the assistants he's had around him recently, doesn't bail and acknowledge that he wasn't aware of the level of mistreatment of players in his program that they had endured. And he doesn't encourage and condone the disgraceful behavior of Iowa fans booing injured players. Now, having said that, he is not responsible for the actions of the Hawkeyes fans, but he is the voice and the tone and tenor of the Hawkeye fans in the program. But since he only thinks he's a leader and does not actually act like one, so therefore he isn't really a leader by example. He didn't have the courage to be a man of character and tell them that they were wrong. He did not have the courage to say, look, I can't control them, but I don't think they should be doing that. I just don't think that's good. Because he's such an arrogant you-know-what hat that he can't even see 3 inches beyond his own face to put the shoe on the other foot. What if you were in Beaver Stadium? What if you were in Columbus playing Ohio State? Like, you know, playing in those places, and their fans were booing your players. How would you feel? He can't think like that. He basically, in his comment, said, yeah, they were right. A leader and a man of character doesn't do that, and Kirk Ferentz is not.
And even if he believed it, which there's no reason to believe the Penn State defenders were faking injuries. Why do you create more of a controversy? He could have very easily, as you said, handled it so differently. He could have given his own fans an out, like, look, you know, there were several injuries. That was a little different, little unique. They thought that this might be happening. The fact is, we don't run a hurry-up offense. It doesn't make sense. I don't believe, you know, I respect Penn State and their program. Don't believe that they were doing that. But he didn't. He chose instead to throw gas on the fire and make things worse. Now, you pointed out really well how Kirk Ferentz handled it. This question, of course, came up, this topic, with James Franklin this week when he met the media. And Andy, first of all, to our audience, if you can find us anywhere online, it's available. It's must listen, must see, because this was James Franklin as I've never seen him before. He typically answers the questions off the top of his head, and this topic finally came up. He stopped, reached in his back pocket, pulled out notes. He was prepared for this, and I've never seen him more emotional, yet always remained poised and professional, and point by point pointed out why this made no sense. And he pointed out, why do this when you're playing against a slow offense? P.J. Mustipher, and we'll get to this a little bit later with P.J. Mustipher. P.J. Mustipher was booed, and he's out for the season. I don't think he was faking it. Several other players did not return. The idea of booing an injured player makes no sense. Even when a player got hurt and came back shortly thereafter, as he said, do I really want Arnold Ibukete out of the game even just for a play or two? Obviously not. And also, he challenged people to look at his history, his six-year history at Penn State, his coaching career even past that. Has there ever been a case where his players were faking injuries? No, there wasn't. And James Franklin, like I said, you could tell he was very emotional about this, but he handled it so well and so professionally. And again, I'm a Penn State fan, as everyone knows, but I'll tell you what,
right,
as disappointing as the game was last weekend, I was never so proud to be a Penn State fan as watching James Franklin handle this situation.
So the reason James addressed this, in my opinion, he did it passionately, eloquently, and as you said, professionally, I thought it is must-see TV. I obviously am not a Penn State fan. I'm just a football guy, right? But here's the thing, that the reason James went back at it. Most times James will just, he'll let that go. Out of the side of his disgusting mouth, Kirk Ferentz, and I do say that in all honesty, out of the side of his mouth, he said, I respect James and his football program, after his gaslighting comments. In other words, he's such a man of moral turpitude and such a ass blank you know what clown that he sort of sighed and said, well, I respect their program. So you give this gaslighting comment and say, well, they smelled a rat and hey, they know what they're looking at, and saying, I basically agree with them, but oh, at the same time, I respect Penn State's program. And James is like, no, you don't. You're calling me out on the carpet. So let's go out on the carpet and let's talk about it. And James had it point by point and explained it properly. And it revealed the character of the two men. That's exactly what this little sort of spat is doing, Jim, in my opinion. Watch Kirk Ferentz. Not listen to him, watch him, but also listen to what he says. But don't watch his actions too, and look at and listen to the actions and what James Franklin's saying. That reveals the character of both men as people and as leader of men and as heads of their major college football programs. That is my opinion, what this ends up doing, and the results speak for themselves.
And also, two other quick notes on this. One, if sure. you hadn't seen the video, also, I suggest you go out and find it. There's a situation where one of the Iowa assistant coaches is on the sideline, falls down mocking the Penn State players for quote-unquote faking injuries, which is just ridiculous also. And the head, Kirk Ferentz did not address that. The other thing is, in James Franklin's explanation, he also said, I'll tell both fan bases, Penn State fans, take off your Penn State hat. Iowa fans, take right. off your Iowa hat. Let's look at this logically. And it was a point by point. He dissected the argument on the other side and completely shredded it. So good for James Franklin. Good for the Penn State community. I think as Penn State fans, I'll say it, Andy, I believe we have the higher ground in this discussion and this debate, and it's because of James Franklin and his team. So I'm very prideful of that.
Kirk Ferentz made it easy for James and Penn State to take the high ground because it's Kirk Ferentz. He's a man of zero leadership character. End of story. It was always a winning proposition for James. But James handled it majestically.
Ferentz, he set the bar very low for James.
Very, very low.
James cleared it very easily. Lost in all this, Andy, is the announcement that PJ Mustafa is out for the season. Now, that means, two things with the tidbit. Mustafa out for the season. He did not announce that Sean Clifford is out for the season. So that means...
That's a good thing.
That's a good news with Sean Clifford. But PJ Mustafa is out. That's a tough blow for the Penn State defense.
Yeah, PJ Mustafa not faking his injury in the Iowa game. That's a major blow. Short term, for three quarters in the Iowa game, they were able to hold up pretty much, right? But long term, yeah, over the course of the rest of the second half of the season, this is a huge, huge loss to the interior of this defense. He already had a career best 16 solo tackles. He had three TFLs, a sack. He was an impactful player along the D-line, and his ability to influence the pocket, he opened up rushing lanes. It's a huge loss for Penn State.
Most definitely.
That's
the bad news. As I said, though, good news is it appears that Sean Clifford could be coming back this season. That is it, Andy, for quarter number one. Stick around. We've got Ross in for quarter two and three, and then Andy will be back for quarter number four.
Another week of the NFL season means another shot for new customers to win big at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.